It's time for a tribute to a mismatched trio that has retired their skates in the cardinal red, black, and white sweaters for good, following a historic run in the 2012-2013 St. Cloud State men's hockey season.
I feel so close.
We'll highlight the history these
right
members
now,
made as part of the Husky squad. All three were members of the team during the magical 2009-2010 season when they won the school's first NCAA tournament game against Northern Michigan at the West Regional semifinals in overtime. All three agreed they wanted the best memory to happen this season. With the school's first Frozen Four berth ever, it's safe to say they accomplished their mission.
I feel so close to you right now.
Couldn't be happier with what these three guys have given us this year. It's not big in numbers, but I'll tell you, it's huge in heart and character right now, and they're giving this program everything they have. I'm sure going to wish them the best, and hope we get to watch them play at the high level one day.
These seniors, all hailing from the state of Minnesota, include defenseman Taylor Johnson, forward co-captain Ben Hanowski, and fifth-year forward and co-captain Drew LeBlanc. They have no doubt made lasting impressions on this organization. Their presence and leadership is felt both on and off the ice. I'm KVSC Sports Director Gina Carlson, and I've had the pleasure to watch the impact this trio has had on the program the past few years. Over the next few minutes, I'll take you through the careers, accomplishments, and lasting impressions these three have had on the St. Cloud State University men's hockey program.
On and off the ice, they're just great leaders, and everything they do, I guess guys just really want to just copy that just because they're just role models to everybody.
Yeah, it's been really influential in my career from a personal standpoint.
He's a big time leader. You can't say anything bad about him because they're just great guys on and off the ice.
The first senior we will highlight is defenseman number 4, Taylor Johnson. A native of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, the 5'10 Johnson joined the Huskies during the 2009-2010 season after a stint with the Green Bay Gamblers of the USHL.
Number 4, Taylor Johnson from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, and I'm a senior.
As a freshman, Johnson suited up in the number 24 jersey for 38 games. He notched the first goal of his career on the power play against the Huskies' arch nemesis, the University of Minnesota.
Get it back to Zapkowitz, right point, cross ice, pass made, Johnson shot, goal! Taylor Johnson! Huskies go up on the power play, they're up 1-0.
First career goal for Taylor Johnson, and it sets...
Taylor rounded out his rookie season as a Husky with 2 goals and 10 assists. Johnson enjoyed a solid sophomore year, including a goal during the WCHA playoffs at Minnesota Duluth on March 12th.
Now a one-timer by Johnson, tipped by Marvin, stopped by Ryder, it's sitting there loose, Johnson after it, he scores! Taylor Johnson ties the game!
He rounded out his sophomore season with 3 goals and 10 assists. During Johnson's junior season, he notched 2 goals and 9 assists, including a goal during the WCHA playoffs against Nebraska Omaha.
Down low, Oliver to the blue line, Zapkowitz, the senior, across to Johnson. He'll wind in, fire, and score. Taylor Johnson icing on the cake from the blue line in St. Cloud State with a power.
This season, Taylor Johnson has held the blue line in 28 games and notched 6 assists. Taylor's teammates describe him.
And Jax, he's a quiet guy. He really doesn't say much.
Time he's been in, he's made the most of it. So, we really appreciate that from him.
Taylor, he's a great defenseman. I played with him in Green Bay for juniors, and he was just the same there. He's just a solid defense.
Taylor can wrap up his 4 years here by saying.
The time flies and 4 years just goes by so fast. Feels like yesterday I was a freshman, and I wish I could go back and time would slow down a little bit, but I love being a Husky, and I'm going to be a Husky to the core my rest of my life.
The next senior to highlight is one of the co-captains of the St. Cloud State Huskies this season. The 6'2 native of nearby Little Falls came to SCSU right after an impressive career as a member of the Little Falls Flyers hockey team. Ben Hanowski was the Associated Press Hockey Player of the Year in 2009 and a Mr. Hockey finalist, posting 196 goals and 209 assists in his 4 years on the Flyers team. Hanowski, originally a third-round draft pick of the Pittsburgh Penguins, had his rights traded at the 2013 NHL trade deadline. Hanowski's rights then belonged to the Calgary Flames.
I'm Ben Hanowski, senior forward for St. Cloud State.
Ben Hanowski, who wore the number 10 on his jersey, is a two-time member of the All-WCHA academic team and a WCHA Scholar Athlete in 2012. As a freshman, Hanowski made a quick impact, notching his first two goals in the same game against Minnesota Duluth at the then National Hockey Center.
He gave it back to Fessler, down in front, goal! Hanowski put it in! Oh, where's the money, Hanowski?
Hanowski played in all 43 games in his freshman season, notching 9 goals and 10 assists. His success continued his sophomore season when he notched 7 assists and 13 goals, including a hat trick against Bemidji State and a goal in the WCHA playoffs.
Fessler right side with it, well defended, but gets it back to Lash. Has a player in front, Lash down low, they score! Ben Hanowski tips it in!
His junior season was his best season yet. Honored with the C for captain on his jersey, he led the team with 23 goals, including 7 on the power play. He rounded out the season with 43 points, featuring 11 multi-point games. Hanowski's senior season once again seen the C placed on his shoulder. He picked up right where he left off and quickly proved his leadership both on and off the ice. In October, Hanowski suffered an upper body injury that would force him to sit out 5 games. Hanowski's return was a huge lift to the Huskies squad, and once he settled back into play, he was again unstoppable, notching his 100th career point when SCSU hosted Denver on January 19th.
Circle, and looking for some help down low. Here's Hanowski, scores! Number 100 for Ben Hanowski!
Hanowski rounded out his career with 113 points in 156 games. This season, he notched 17 goals and 14 assists. His final goal as a Husky came in the NCAA Regional in Toledo, Ohio, when the Huskies took down Notre Dame 5-1 in their quest to get to the Frozen Four.
Long blast put on, block the rebound, they scored! Rebound! Ben Hanowski puts St. Cloud State on top 1-0, and that's good fortune.
He's a force both on and off the ice and earned recognition as a member of the Lowe's Senior Class Second Team. Those awards honor players who excel in community, classroom, character, and competition. His teammates describe him as the most vocal leader on the team, but also one with a huge sense of humor.
Hano is more of an in-your-face guy. He's more of a like get-after-it kind of guy.
Hanowski sums up his 4 years here.
It's gone by fast.
After completing his career at St. Cloud State University, Ben Hanowski signed with the Calgary Flames of the NHL. He played in his first NHL game less than a week after the Huskies ended their season. Hanowski scored in his first outing with the Flames when they hosted his home team, the Minnesota Wild.
So it's been a pretty special month for me, and I'm pretty grateful for it. And there's a lot of different people that have got me to this point.
The final senior to reflect on is the fifth-year senior, the 6-foot co-captain that hails from Hermantown, Minnesota. He was an undrafted free agent and a 4-year WCHA scholar athlete that returned this season for his final year in a Husky sweater after a heartbreaking injury that cut last season off at just 10 games.
I'm Drew LeBlanc. I'm a fifth-year senior from Hermantown High School.
Drew LeBlanc has been an essential member of the team since his rookie season, suiting up in all 38 games for SCSU and wearing number 29. He scored his first goal against Minnesota on October 18th of 2008 and rounded out his freshman season with 15 points featuring 8 goals and 7 assists. His sophomore season was his first of 4 years as a WCHA scholar athlete. He was also on the 2010 ESPN Academic All-District 5 second team. As a sophomore, he ranked 4th on the team with 31 points, including 2 assists in SCSU's first NCAA tournament victory over Northern Michigan on March 26th of 2010. His most crucial goal of the season came in the WCHA playoffs against Minnesota State.
Down low to Lash. Lash. Streaking LeBlanc goal! We are going to St. Paul!
LeBlanc's success continued his junior year when he donned number 19 on his jersey. He led the team with 39 points and averaged an impressive 1.03 points per game. He picked up right where he left off in his true senior season and earned the co-captain honor in 2011, notching 2 goals and 10 assists through 10 games.
30 seconds gone on the power play. LeBlanc cuts towards the front of the net. LeBlanc takes the shot and scores. Drew LeBlanc cuts in the high slot and fires a shot low on the ice and gives the Huskies a 3-2 lead.
His senior season was cut short after a devastating injury on November 5th of 2011 when the Huskies were hosting Wisconsin at the then National Hockey Center. A strange play left LeBlanc falling into the boards in an awkward manner. It was a gruesome injury that left LeBlanc with two broken bones in his leg, halting his play the remainder of the season. LeBlanc leaves an impact among his team and fans that sent him off the ice that night the only way they knew how.
Listen to this crowd. The dog pound chanting Drew LeBlanc. He puts his left hand up and acknowledges the crowd. What a moment. His name.
Drew LeBlanc chose to return for his senior season after a full recovery and participation in Minnesota Wild development camps over the summer. His senior season has proven to be possibly the best comeback story in school history. LeBlanc returns as a fifth-year senior and co-captain once again. He owns the record for the most games played as a Husky with 171 games during his career. He also became the fourth player in team history to notch 100 assists. Like Kanowski, LeBlanc notched his 100th career point earlier this season.
Birch leaves one for LeBlanc. LeBlanc uses his speed to pick up the puck. Right wing side gets in close, drops it back for Birch, and Birch scores from the right wing side. 2-0 St. Cloud State. What a give and go play from LeBlanc to Brooks Birch.
That play was all Drew LeBlanc streaking down the right side.
Drew LeBlanc ranks sixth in career scoring at SCSU with 147 points. He's led the nation in assists this season with 37. Drew LeBlanc's award-winning story made him a front-running candidate in the campaign for the most prestigious award given to a single college hockey player, the Hobey Baker Award. The day after the Huskies' season ended in heartbreak, the award was announced. Along with the announcement was another SCSU hockey first.
The award goes to Drew LeBlanc.
LeBlanc emulates exactly what Hobey Baker winners should, displaying strength and character both on and off the ice with his outstanding skills. He gives all the credit for the honor to his teammates.
Honestly, still trying to figure out what to say even. You know, it's been such a ride. I know it's an individual award, but it is, you know, it doesn't happen without the team accomplishments we had this year. So it more speaks volumes about the guys in that locker room. I just helped contribute along the way.
Drew LeBlanc's teammates have many fond memories of skating alongside the playmaker.
He can do everything. He can get defense, offense. It's so easy to play with him. Like
Drew's more of a like lead by example kind of guy.
I met Ben Anolsky and Drew LeBlanc before I even came to school here up in Brainerd, training up there with that camp, and you know, they kind of took me under their wing, and I played with LeBlanc.
Drew, he was on my line for most of the year, and he's always out there after practice shooting pucks and just messing around, getting better at his skills. So I guess kind of just working hard every chance you can get.
He's such a useful asset out there. You know, he moves the puck around. He's leading our team in points. He's one of the top guys in the WCHA at points, so it's really great to have him out there.
Like the other two seniors, LeBlanc agrees his 4 years went by far too quickly.
It's been fun. And, you know, it's not always fun every day, but if you look at the whole picture and take a snapshot of things, it's been a great experience for me. And you know, I've enjoyed coming to the rink every day around all the guys from all the years, and so it's been a fun ride.
Following his amazing career with the Huskies, LeBlanc signed with the Chicago Blackhawks of the NHL. He suited up in two professional hockey games after finishing his season with the Huskies to wrap up his play for the 2012-2013 season. The trio agrees on many things, including their best memories with the team and their fans. They left their mark, making their senior season the most magical of them all. They went out with a bang and created new favorite memories to cherish, along with a few more lines in the Husky history book. Their careers in the Cardinal red, black, and white may be over, but the legacies of Taylor Johnson, Ben Hanowski, and Drew LeBlanc will not be forgotten in Husky hockey history.
They're all really funny guys, and you know, just the camaraderie we have in the locker room with all of them, and I guess just the friendships that you make with them, that's you're just going to miss it.
Coming to the rink every day and hanging out with the guys, being with them every day, coming to the rink, it's a big, big part of our lives, and you know, we spend about 4 to 5, 6 hours a day together, so I'm definitely going to miss that. Miss seeing all the guys every day, so that's definitely something I'm going to miss.
I would just say the group of guys that I got to play with, you know, that and the fans, the dog pound, those would be the two things. You know, the group of guys that I've got to play with the last 4 years has been pretty special. Guys on these team and the other teams that I've been on that I'll have friends for the rest of my life, so you can't really replace that.
You know, just the familiarity with everyone that you get, the coaching staff, and you know, you build up that relationship for so many years, and then, you know, to have it come to an end so fast like that, it's just, that's probably the big thing that I'll miss, just walking through the doors every day and coming down this hallway.